From ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania, Leon Compton.
Why was it that two world-renowned experts in their respective fields in environmental management and consulting to aquaculture and mining industry experts? My understanding is that Louise Cherry is no shrinking violet and works with plenty of these sorts of organisations and industries. Barbara Novak is internationally credentialed when it comes to assessing the environment and aquaculture, and they quit. So worried were they about the process for approving the expansion of fish farming in Storm Bay? Peter McGlone is the head of the Tasmanian Conservation Trust. Peter, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
What jumped out at you when you read this letter? I mean, you've always expressed concerns about Storm Bay. It won't surprise anyone to know that you're worried about it. What jumped out at you in this letter?
Let me premise my comments by saying not only are these two scientists world-renowned, but they were selected specifically by the state government because they had relevant expertise for assessing fish farms. And I think it's fair to say since the panel was created that TCT has been highly critical of it, but I was just shocked by what insiders are saying about the operation of the panel. And since the beginning of the Storm Bay assessments, before that during the review of the Okehampton approval, the government's been lecturing us that the panel operates on science, it's objective, and it's rigorous. And almost literally, this letter says the panel assessment of Storm Bay is not science-based, not rigorous and not objective. Now, you referred before to the comments that it's inherently compromised, that there's undue propensity to support what is operationally convenient for the aquaculture industry. That says that it is not objective. It's biased in how it operates. And we can go into a lot of detail about what science is missing, and they do. This is a fundamentally flawed process. And rather than, I think, reviewing the legislation is critical, but not if the government doesn't admit that this permit is wrong and that it should be revoked. I think we need to start the debate without the Storm Bay approval in place.
You're talking about an industry that contributes, what, hundreds of millions of dollars, forecast to move to $1 billion plus to the Tasmanian economy, and that is full steam ahead on growing more fish, all three, you know, Petuna, Huon and Tassal, in those waters. You want the government to throw up a stop sign and tell them they have to delay the process and look at it again?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think none of this means, I totally accept the sentiment of the two scientists that the TCT is not against growth of the salmon industry, but what we're seeing at the moment is unsustainable growth. We're talking about a proposal that would dump 45,000 tonnes a year of nitrogen effluent into Storm Bay, a lot of which will end up in the Derwent. That's 15 times the nitrogen levels of all the sewage treatment plants in the lower Derwent. And so we've got to question the sustainability, and we can't do that without starting again.
On mornings around Tasmania, just, I mean, you're involved in the lobbying activism space. Does it surprise you that the sailing community, amongst others, have been so quiet when it comes to talking about what they want in this?
Well, I think the only people that are quiet are the organisations. I meet lots of boaties, kayakers, people who do recreational fishing from boats that are all screaming like mad that this is wrong. You know, they're all concerned about Storm Bay, and then down the track they're concerned about what might happen in the northwest and other places. I think they all are very concerned, but as happens in Tasmania, and Rosalie suggested, is when you get to the organisational level, who knows? You know, the average sailing squadron probably has many members of political parties, many members of parliament in it. I don't know what's going on, but we're certainly seeing lots of sailors demonstrating as individuals.
On mornings around Tasmania, Leon with you this morning. Nick says via text, there's a statement on the Royal Yacht Club of Tasmania website on the topic of fish farmings. The Royal Yacht Club of Tasmania receives no support from any fish farming organisations. Your guest is totally incorrect on this point. Nick, thank you for that this morning. Appreciate your text. Nick, I tried to get the Royal Yacht Club of Tasmania on late last year. Now, to be fair, we should freshen that approach. I'll try and get them on again this week and see if the Commodore will talk with us about their members' position. But from my memory of those statements, they say they will not be talking further about their position on the aquaculture industry and its growth in Storm Bay. But Nick, I'll try again and we'll see what happens if you want to see how things go. 1-300-222-936.
It is disappointing, Leon, that these organisations don't participate. We need all the affected people having a say. And we're not saying they have to enter the debate opposing it or supporting it.
They may, in fact, hold a completely contrary view to yours.
Yeah, Peter. And what we, you know, I pick up on the point Rosalie said, that there are solutions. And if we get to a point where the government and the parliament are serious about reviewing legislation, the problems can be solved. I mean, we put to the election, to the political parties, simple proposals about making the makeup of the panel more balanced, requiring them to have community representations, requiring appeal rights over the panel's decisions, removing the ministerial power of veto, which people probably don't realise exists, requiring, as the scientists suggest, some sort of regulatory standards, not that you just make them up every time anew for every marine farm plan. These things can be done. They're done for virtually every other industry.
We spoke to Rosalie Woodruff a little earlier this morning, so we know where the Greens stand. Where does Labor stand, Peter, on this?
Well, they raised quite a lot of serious concerns in their policy at the state election and suggested some changes. Ironically, in the parliamentary debate, their position was actually much stronger. So I think they're very confused. I think they're not working through rationally how they might be able to see jobs grow, which they're obviously concerned about, and see better regulation. And I think we put to them a lot of really quite simple, acceptable solutions for this issue, but they're not really rationally looking at it. I think they need to go back and review their policy.
On Mornings Around Tasmania, Peter, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Leon.
Peter McGlone, Director of the Tasmania Conservation Trust.